This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Connecticut becomes the last of the 50 states to begin easing some lockdown restrictions. It's one of the great public health puzzles of all time. Which activities do you open earlier than others? I spoke to Seth Benzel, a postdoctoral associate at the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy, who's come up with a system to use smartphone location data to inform which of life's activities are more or less likely to spread coronavirus over time, correlated with the social and economic value that people place on those activities.
So the way we conceptualize the decision to leave one type of location open and close down another type of location is as a trade-off between the economic and social benefits of a location being open and its cumulative contribution to transmission risk. So on the plus side of a location, we have things like the revenue, its payroll, its number of employees. Then on the transmission risk side, we use large-scale mobility data through people's cell phones to evaluate how many visits a location has and how crowded that location is for how long, as well as how far people had to travel to get to those locations. But I just want to emphasize that it's a cumulative risk. We're not trying to measure the risk per visit of, for example, going to a bank, but rather the cumulative transmission risk from all the visits to all of the banks.
All right, so who wins? I mean, it's big box stores for starters, right?
Oh, definitely. Some of the locations that come out really good in our measure are really intuitive ones that many states have identified already as being essential services. It's things like grocery stores, general merchandise stores. You should read Walmart there. Banks.
Now, in this framework, who would open a bit later?
Yeah, so the locations that are worst in our metric are gyms, cafes, juice bars, and dessert parlors, sporting goods stores, and liquor and tobacco stores. Liquor and tobacco stores, I do think, is a little bit of a surprising one to see on this list because so many states have listed liquor and tobacco stores as essential businesses. And according to our metric, they come out very poorly. Not a huge economic contribution, mediocre consumer value, and again, these small, densely, highly trafficked stores.
Yeah, but there's some thirsty people right now, despite the early hours, saying, oh, come on, there's a major contribution to their lifestyle there. But okay, I'm hearing you.
I don't want to be a killjoy here, but these are strange and troubling times. And every time we have an interaction with another human, especially in a dense space, that's a chance for the virus to spread. So we really need to ration our social contact and think really seriously about, if I can only interact with people so many times today, do I really want to spend so much of my social contact budget on a trip to a liquor store?
Seth Benzel is a postdoctoral associate at the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy. Seth, thank you.
David, it's been an absolute pleasure.